Please be upstanding. We should have live from Clarence House now. Prince William is on the line. Good morning, Prince William.
Good morning. You don't make it easy for me, do you?
How do you mean?
Coming on, doing my jokes after that dirge. Thanks very much.
What? You're not a Coldplay fan, Prince?
Not really, no. More the Black Lace sort of guy myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the story in the Mirror this morning?
No, I haven't. What's the story today about you in the Mirror?
Goodness me, the palace have banned any lavish stag do's, you know, for me. Guy Pelly had been looking at burlesque clubs in South Africa, but the Queen stopped him saying, Beaver's lap dancing in Watford High Street is perfectly acceptable. It's a very reasonable evening and they do the fully nude, so we might be going there. Greg's over the road, quick snack. But the other big news, Kate has been snapped in a restaurant with Camilla discussing wedding preparations.
I did hear about this, yeah, having it with the mother-in-law-to-be.
That's correct. My fiancé was said to be flanked by a burly macho bodyguard. Quite a cruel way to describe Camilla.
Hey! We're off!
Camilla does receive a bit of stick, which can hurt, especially in the ribs through a car window. The Daily Mail said Camilla and Kate were overheard talking about cocktail sausages and mini gherkins, which is either the party menu or they're swapping notes about me and Dad. You know what I mean?
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Hang on. Annie's bird, Chelsea, is back. Have you heard about that?
I have heard about that.
Oh, she's made another appearance. Apparently her and Harry are planning to dance barefoot on the tables later at the reception. Still, it's any time Chelsea be on top of a table anytime soon. Harry said to be head over heels, nothing to do with Chelsea, a loose paving stone and 5 pints is easily done. Chelsea is delighted to be back. She said her and her friends had fond memories of being undergraduates, and apparently they were under quite a few graduates while they were here.
He's here every day, try the veal.
Here all week. I said to the Queen, I don't want to invite any hangers-on who fulfil no useful purpose. She said, I'm sorry, but Edward's got to go. Fergie is definitely coming. She was very, very silly to ask those businessmen for £500,000 for an introduction to Prince Andrew. For £3, you could have had Prince Edward all weekend. Now, where are we now? Yes.
Uh-oh. Are we on the dreaded second page?
Yes.
This is when they start to hit and miss.
Hold on, where are we? Yes. After the reception, I will leave in a state procession. The Queen will leave in a state convoy, while Harry will just leave in a state. Hello?
Yep, we're still here. I told you. Taxi for Prince William.
Nearly finished. Jeffro's on in a minute. Right. Asked about the difference in class, Kate said, well, the Windsors are a step down, but I'll have him anyway. Oh, dear. Hold on. I'm not saying my mother-in-law's fat, but her blood type is Ragu. I tell you what, I'm not saying my mother-in-law's common, but when I asked if she'd like to visit the beef eater outside the tower, she said, yes, I'll have a prawn cocktail with a rump steak.
Is your brother there?
Yes, let's move on to that bit.
Yeah, yeah. Is Harry there? Can we have a quick chat?
Harry, 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 are you awake?
All right, we're out of here. Speak to you next week.